Blog Talk Radio.
We've just ended the 2012 Democratic National Convention to select or renominate Barack Obama for president to continue in the White House, and of course his sidekick Joe Biden, who had his musky moment when he did his maudlin tears. That didn't go over too well, and of course those of you who remember the 1968 election, Hubert Humphrey first selected Thomas Eagleton, the senator from Missouri, who was Roman Catholic. Eagleton had some problems, and it was disclosed that his medical records, that he had had psychiatric treatment. So he withdrew. So Humphrey selected another Roman Catholic, Edmund Muskie, senator from Maine. And Muskie was attacked by the editor, publisher of the New Hampshire Manchester Leader. And so Muskie went to confront the publisher. He didn't meet him face to face or jaw to jaw, but he went outside the office of the newspaper and talked about his wife, and then started to cry. And of course, that didn't go over very well, also. And so people thought that this was not something that man up do. Of course, he didn't use that phrase at that time. And then the other night, we saw Joe Biden go into that act. And of course, people are becoming increasingly cynical about all politicians, and we don't have the statesmen that we used to have with people like Eisenhower, Arthur Vandenberg, Robert Taft, people like that, Dean Acheson, who thought of the next generation. Adlai Stevenson, of course, governor of Illinois, twice a presidential candidate. Now, one of the stupid things that a news writer wrote in the San Francisco Examiner, she claimed that, this is really far out, that America's Cup has something to do with the 1948 presidential election. She couldn't even get the candidates right. It was Harry Truman was the incumbent. He had succeeded into the office after the death of Franklin Delano Roosevelt in 1944. In 1948, there was a split in the Democratic Party and a platform fight, just as there was this year. And there wasn't a fight, but there's a lot of controversy, and it's not going to go away. Anyway, Hubert Humphrey was a liberal senator, young senator from Minnesota, and he wanted to put a civil rights plank in the Democratic platform. The Southern segregationists, led by Strom Thurmond of South Carolina, U.S. Senator, opposed this vehemently, and he split from the Democratic Party at that election and ran as a Dixiecrat. The Republicans were nominees were Thomas Dewey, the former district attorney of New York City, and a racket-busting district attorney, and the governor of California, Earl Warren. And those were the candidates in 1948, not Eisenhower. Now, Dwight Eisenhower was out of the Army. He was president of Columbia University. He was a candidate with Nixon in 1952. And, of course, we haven't seen this Melissa Griffin ignorance corrected. But this is the kind of thing that people read, and if they don't know history, they believe this drivel. So, you know, if you, this is the problem with the media. They do not, a lot of them, especially the young ones, do not do the research and investigation that they should do when they are about to write stories or write columns like this. So we'll see if she corrects it. Don't hold your breath. But the America's Cup did have a connection in 1962 to John Kennedy, who was a sailor. And here is what he said at that time about Americans' connection to the sea. Where is it? Here we go.
Really, I don't know why it is that all of us are so committed to the sea, except I am. I think it's because, in addition to the fact that the sea changes and the light changes and ships change, it's because we all came from the sea. And it is an interesting biological fact that all of us have in our veins the exact same percentage of salt in our blood that exists in the ocean. And therefore, we have salt in our blood, in our sweat, in our tears. We are tied to the ocean. And when we go back to the sea, whether it is to sail or to watch it, we are going back from whence we came.
Now, no other president... even Harry Truman was a fisherman and was seen off Key West, Florida, fishing. But no other president had this kind of connection, even remotely, to the America's Cup. And, of course, the only presidential candidate, another one from Massachusetts, was John Kerry, who had was involved in controversy about mooring his yacht in an area in a harbor where you didn't have to pay any taxes or minimal taxes. And he was the presidential candidate in 2000, in the year 2000, or 2004, I think, excuse me. Now, among the others, so we called, since we had political lexicon, in the 2008 presidential election, Mr. Roe, Obama, coined the phrase teachable moment. In 2012, we coined the phrase a Biden moment, which was an imitation of a Muskie moment back in 1968. So we'll see some of the media people are going to have fun with that one. Labor and unions has become a serious part of the American decision making. There are many, many people out of work and more probably to come because the economy is such a mess, and we can blame not only Republicans, but there's also Democrats. One of the things that was troubling about Bill Clinton's speech the other night was he running for a third term for Hillary, who thought she was the deputy president when she was in the White House with Bill? Nobody understands it. The political cognoscenti do not understand that. So we'll see where that goes. I don't know what this noise is. The other thing that is troubling is that the lies that are being told is just incredible. That we're hearing that the Republicans have dumped Israel, thrown Israel under the bus, which is a bad term that's becoming banal. That a union member who worked at a Bain-controlled or Bain company, that a Bain investment that best company that received Bain Investment, this union employee was fired. Well, it turns out this employee was a union organizer. It had nothing to do with Bain. It's just more and more lies. And then, of course, we had the chairperson of the Democratic Party this 2012. Who was caught on tape lying about the Republicans, and then she tried to skirt around. This was the woman from with the New York accent from Florida, Debbie Wasserman. I think the last name is Schultz. So you know, it's becoming more and more it's sort of a campaign with dealing with facts and issues is becoming who can tell the biggest lies. And then of course we have our bimbo from. San Francisco, John Burton, who had to leave Congress because he had a big cocaine problem, he made the statement about the Republicans and the big lie. Well, the big lie didn't start with Goebbels. And he quoted Goebbels. That was his source. The big lie started probably in World War One when the British, and were very good at propaganda, started to spread this propaganda that the Germans, the Kaiser, was doing all kinds of horrible things in Belgium. And the Germans did execute Edith Cavell, who was a nurse, and accused her of being a spy. The French executed Mata Hari, who was a spy. So those things did go on, but are they atrocities? I don't think so, and a lot of other people who study history and who do their research don't think that these events were these executions were atrocities. The other thing about Belgium, this just came up that it's on the web now that Brussels, which is the financial capital of Belgium, is becoming Islamicized. More and more Muslims are moving there because it's a money capital and it's a center of a lot of financial activity in that part of the world. And they're openly bragging, these Islamists are openly bragging that they're going to dominate Brussels. And the native Belgians, who are two groups, the French are called the Walloons, that's part of the French-speaking part of Belgium, which is between France and Holland. They were told that they may as well become Islam, embrace Islam, and have four wives, and therefore be able to continue to populate, so they can have children from all four wives, presumably unless they're sterile or the wives are barren. But it's a Roman Catholic country, very, very strongly Roman Catholic. Today also is the birthday of the King of Belgium. If these Islamists are accurate, then this may be the last, Wadwal may be the last King of the Belgians. So a lot of strange things are happening. Now also, the American labor movement, they've been betrayed since George Meany embraced back in the Lyndon Johnson administration, when George Meany, who avoided the draft in World War II, was head of the Plumbers Union and the CIO, the Congress of Industrial Organizations, that merged with the AFL, the American Federation of Labor. A lot of people were angry with Meany because he embraced LBJ's war in Vietnam. And we've seen Frank Fitzsimmons when he embraced Richard Nixon. Frank Fitzsimmons succeeded James Hoffa and of the Teamsters, and a lot of people were angry with Fitzsimmons for doing it. And of course, the Teamsters had major problems under Hoffa, and allegations, some of it substantiated, that they had mafia influence in that union, and also the Central States pension fund was ripped off by a corrupt lawyer who later met his fate in a fusillade of bullets as he was walking out of a restaurant, I believe. But all these union problems are, and then we have SEIU, which has been taken over by the leftists and the lavender people, the gays, the homosexuals, the lesbians. And this is not a union issue. What is a union issue is economics, quality of the workplace, health care, and pension protection. Now, in upcoming on our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, we will document where we have these so-called community organizers who set up or take over or co-opt these community organizations, where they're some of them are city employees, and they are collecting 2 and 3 pensions and all kinds of other benefits with rehab money for their houses, and then you don't do the rehab. But they're double and triple, and in one case, quadruple, collecting public funds. So this is a scandal which has not been published in mainstream media or the alternative media. Among the other birthdays today, since we get back to that, we have Elizabeth the First, the Henry VIII's daughter from, not Catherine, but the second wife, who lost her head because she was screwing around and was accused of incest with her brother and a poet who Henry VIII claimed was her lover. Famous heart surgeon down in Texas, Dr. Michael DeBakey, born today. A great movie director and producer, Ilya Kazan, who did the great play and film about the longshoreman corruption called On the Waterfront, starring Marlon Brando, Eva Marie Saint, and the guy who played the priest. He had a Polish name and he anglicized it. Another great actor who was in Lawrence of Arabia and also The Pursuit of the Grass Bay, Anthony Quayle, his birthday. We have Peter Lawfer, who was involved with the Kennedys. He was from the English. He was in The Longest Day. He played Lord Lucan. Now, Daniel Inouye, who LBJ thought should be the vice presidential nominee selection for Hubert Humphrey, it's his birthday today. He lost his arm. He fought in the 442nd, the most decorated Army division in World War II. And I think we had to play that again, so we put it in perspective. When LBJ talked about how Humphrey, who was the vice presidential candidate for the Democratic Party in 1948, should select an ethnic. This was before people thought about this, and this is what he said. Let's see. It should be here. LBJ. Let's see. Here, I think this is it. And we're seeing this in 2012. We'll see if 1968 is repeated. Now, this is what President LBJ at the time suggested, a brown face for Hubert Humphrey, who was a 1968 Democratic presidential candidate.
Old conservative Humphrey. I'm telling him what our position is.
That's his mistake again.
I'm not about to stop this bombing unless they arrest me. And I take my power away from me. Because I've got some of my own right there, and I'm not going to shoot him in the heart. Not
I'm
going to damn draft
sorry, let you down a little.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. It's a lot of other folks, but not you. It's our own people in the party that created all the problems.
Well, we make this mistake again. I'm sorry. But anyway, Humphrey says, old conservative Humphrey, he rejected LBJ's recommendation that the party select Daniel Inouye, who at that time I think was a representative from the state of Hawaii. He is now the longtime senator, and it's his birthday today. He's pushing 80. He has served the country well. King Baudouin was born today. He was the king of the Belgians, as I earlier indicated. He may be the last king of the Belgians. Also, we had Buddy Holly, great singer, country singer. Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive, and I think it's very appropriate. This may be the theme song of a lot of Americans who are going through very rough times and of course, the country. Otto von Bismarck made an interesting comment about America. He said, God watches over drunks, the insane, and the United States of America. Well, let's hope he's accurate, or he was accurate, and that is correct. Among the deaths today was the guy who conquered Normandy, Geoffrey Plantagenet. Now we also have Spring Byington, who was a humorous in some of these sitcoms on TV and during the 50s and 60s. This is Brazil's Independence Day. In 1822, they declared their independence from Portugal. That's the only country in South America where the people speak Portuguese, and just about all of them who are natives have some African heritage blood, even those who have white skin and German surnames. In 1880, if you do skeet shooting, the clay pigeon trap was patented on this date. 1892, the great boxer James Corbett defeated John L. Sullivan. In 1903, we were talking about the American labor movement. The American Federation of Motorcyclists was set up. Another federation, excuse me. 1927, this is a San Francisco historical connection. Philo Farnsworth demonstrated in San Francisco the first use of TV. In 1934, there was a horrible ship accident off the coast of New Jersey, the Morro Bay. It was close into the shore, and the ship caught fire. 134 people died. In 1936, we had the Boulder Dam, which was started under the Hoover administration and was later renamed the Hoover Dam, and it's still working today. In 1940, the Luftwaffe started the first of their 56 consecutive nights of bombing London. Hitler was hoping that if they bombed London, that the British would surrender, and this would also facilitate a land invasion of England. And Goring promised that he would defeat the British by bombing London. They made a big mistake. This was known as the Battle of Britain, and there's a famous movie which is very accurate. And we should salute the Royal Air Force on this day. Let's see if we still have that. I thought I had it. But Royal Air Force was able to shoot down the German bombers, and the Germans suffered so many losses that they could not keep bombing London without suffering these huge losses, and Hitler decided to switch his aggressive intentions and war plans toward facilitating Operation Barbarossa, which was the invasion of Russia, another big mistake. So we're going to end early. I'm still having a minor problem with some new connections that we made. Oh, here we go. To commemorate the Royal Air Force, let's play this march. British Susan named Kenneth Alford. He also did the Bridge on the River Kwai March. and that was to commemorate the heroics of the Royal Air Force in defeating the German Luftwaffe in the Battle of Britain in 1940. We've got to check our technical, so what I'm going to do is we're going to end tonight with politics and poker, our usual theme, and since we're really getting down to the nitty-gritty, there's no more smoke-filled rooms. That was the name given to the selection of presidential and political candidates in early part of the American history, and for instance, one of the last presidential candidates who allegedly was selected in a smoke-filled room where there was bourbon, whiskey, and poker, was Harding, the newspaper publisher from the state of Ohio, who was also our first president who probably had African heritage. And it was said, and it's documented, that he was accused of being a Negro. That was the term, of having Negro blood, and that was the term used in those days. And he said, Warren Harding said, "I can't help it if one of my ancestors jumped over the back fence." So this whole business about Mr. O being the first African American president is a lot of garbage. Anyway, we will end with politics and poker, which is much more interesting than some of the selections that we've seen in these political candidates who were tampering with America's destiny.
You say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you
going to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Fine, fine. Me too.
Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, what do you say?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush. Nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet up.
Politics and poker, shuffle up the cards and find the joker. He's a game for children, he's a game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
where to call a bluff.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Parrot raise.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your mind.
I'll fall.
I'll fold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Say, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyachinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker! Politics and poker! Play for a pot that's mediocre! Politics and poker! Running neck and neck! If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck! Politics and poker, politics.
Brazola. Good night. We'll be back Monday at 4 o'clock. And go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site. There's an update on Bill Richardson, who in 2008 made the statement, caught by French TV, Obama, Barack Obama is an immigrant. And he's been asked to clarify this, or did he tell a big, big lie? And a lot of people are bought that and are accused of being birthers by the people who said that Obama was born in the United States or Hawaii. Richardson should be called on this. All these lies really don't belong in politics. So anyway, go to Amicus Veritas YouTube site and go to our Amicus Veritas .org blog, and we'll be back Monday at 4 o'clock. Good night.